The South African poet Mafika Gwala, in his poem In Defense of Poetry, wrote, "As long as this land, my country, is unpoetic in its doings, it'll be poetic to disagree."
My guest today, Thomas Dukowski, is a longtime resident of Monroe County. I welcome him to The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander. Thomas.
My theme today is poems of hope in a time of war. A war story. Smilovich played the cello in a bomb crater for 22 days, one day for each person killed by the blast. Then he played among the ruins of Sarajevo to the tears and stares of all the war's victims, until the cynics who could not bear his music of shame threw him out. Smilovich was connected to a different sky than you or I. He played his music with eternal pain and hope. Though the dead were not revived and the killing continued, patiently from the tomb of war rose a song of resurrection, a sprig of peace. Biscuit Wars. What if bullets were biscuits shot from pastry guns? If landmines were unbaked dough that exploded into moist, warm biscuits? Biscuit bombs would be such a surprise as they bounced off soldiers' helmets. Parents would sigh with relief. Their children were out of harm's way. What if snipers hidden in trees and tall buildings threw down biscuits on the unsuspecting enemy? Wouldn't that be a blow for peace? Wouldn't it be a better kind of war if medals for bravery were homemade biscuits of various shapes and colors stuck to uniforms with jam or honey? Biscuit generals would be welcomed with open arms instead of deadly arms. Instead of guns and tanks, if we sold tons of ready-mixed biscuits to needy countries and rebel groups, wouldn't hostilities decrease? Suppose some rogue dictator got out of hand. Couldn't Nobel, nations of biscuit lovers everywhere, sit him down over a homey meal of biscuits and gravy and explain in no uncertain terms, "Stop this nonsense or you will eat nothing for the rest of your life but cold, freeze-dried, shrink-wrapped spam"? Wouldn't that be a more nurturing outcome than the heartburn of metallic gunpowder wars? Dream of a soldier back from the war. Early crimson morning, late January. Frozen earth, patches of snow, stiff brown weed stalks. The wind will always blow cold from the north. He stands at the edge, silent as a tree, watching on the sleek black lake a child, arms spread for balance, silently etching the ice with lines of white words, graceful, unending sentences of pure belief. And finally, conditions for peace. When no one makes even a nickel from war, when generals announce to their troops that enemy soldiers have families and buddies that love them, and they are not evil, just scared and confused like all of us, when all religious leaders acknowledge that war is a distinctly human tragedy for which no God takes responsibility and in which no God takes sides, when economists finally agree that the price of peace cannot be paid with blood, but only the understanding of our intertwining humanity, when no one is declared a hero or promoted, no medals awarded, no parades, no statues raised to honor war, and finally, when no one will lie about any aspect of war ever, then the peacemakers will advance, and the fearsome, glittering generals of war will retreat in their nakedness. We will establish wise means to dispose of tyrants. The spirit of children will become the faith of all peoples, and the festering sores of war will be healed.
This has been a program of poems by Thomas Dukowski on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.